defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios, the Thursday edition in front of this lit-up Car Arms Platinum microphone. We're going to jump right into it. One of my favorite people on earth and someone whom I missed at SHOT this year really bad, Dave Workman. How are you, Dave?
Well, I'm doing okay, I think. So
good.
I missed a SHOT show because I'd had a little surgery there in December, and I decided to sit this one out, you know.
I don't blame you, but let me take this opportunity to tell you something. I'm going to toot your horn here for just a second. There are certain giants in the firearms community as a whole whose presence is felt when they're in the room, and even more so when they're not in the room. And now, I didn't get out of Radio Row often this year, but the two times that I did make it into the media room, the press room, that you were not there was felt. And not just by me, but other people. You were missed there this year, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I think it's my aftershave.
No, it's not your aftershave. It's the fact that you're a giant in this community.
Well, it's very kind of you, Mark. I appreciate that.
And it's true. And it didn't go unnoticed by other people that stopped by and wanted to know if you were in and so forth. All right, so let's start with, my gosh, where do you want to start? Good heavens. I guess let's start with the news with Trump and everything. Let's just get some of that out of the way because people are asking about it. Impeachment. People feel like there's some type of new breath, fresh breath in the room. There's fresh air in the room now that all this is behind us. Is all this behind us, Dave?
No, I'm afraid it's not. I did a column this morning for Liberty Park Press, and it just went up. And at the Conservative Firing Line. And it asks the question in the headline, are Dems blowing it with Trumper tantrums?
Right.
Nancy Pelosi, her infamous destruction of the transcription of President Trump's State of the Union address the other night. Everybody saw that. And I was watching it while I was working on a story. And I had to do a double take because I've never seen that sort of infantile performance by a House speaker in my life. And I've been around for 7 decades now. So what she did was just unbelievable. I know that there's a petition already up online calling for her to resign as Speaker of the House. I think there's going to be some kind of a complaint filed against her today for tearing up the copy of the address that the president handed her. And you know, I've heard what she did described as childish, petulant, and a few things we don't want to say on the radio.
Right.
So.
Right.
But again, afterwards, I think yesterday, Jerry Nadler, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he gave the impression that they were going to continue this witch hunt, and that none of that is good for the United States. You know, it's time for these guys and ladies to let the adults back in the room and do things for the American public. The citizens sent those individuals to Washington, D.C., not to play stupid games where they win stupid prizes. They sent them there to represent their districts and to accomplish something. And so far, for the last couple of years, they haven't accomplished anything.
You know, a couple things. First off, I want to tell the listener why, in my opinion, and I want to get your commentary on what I say here.
Okay.
I talked briefly about this yesterday. What does all of this have to do with the right to bear arms? It has everything to do with the right to bear arms, because the individuals that we're talking about here, in particular Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, and the rest of these buffoons, are the party that is coming after our firearms rights. And they're using techniques that are so dirty, that are so underhanded, that are so un-American. We witness it in the activity that we saw from Nancy Pelosi Tuesday after State of the Union, et cetera, in the discussion we're having now. But I went a step further yesterday, Dave. These people, while you said that, you know, it's time the adults come back in the room, it's no longer possible on that side. That side of the ship is not going to right itself. It's done. These people are who they are. They're outed for what they do. They're the smoke's out of the bottle. You can't put the steam back in the pot. So I don't know where we go forward. We have to use other elections to fix this problem and oust these people. And I hope this is the beginning of that. But let me tell you what concerns me more than anything else. I touched on this yesterday. Her actions show how unhinged they are. What's next in 2020 in November when Donald Trump landslides again? Let's make that assumption that he does. What's next? Her actions show me a proclivity towards violence from the left. They've just shown me how what they're willing to do. That was symbolic of that. I want you to comment on that.
Well, I think we saw something Tuesday night. You know, remember this. Donald Trump, in his address, specifically made it clear that on his watch, the Second Amendment is going to be safe. And the other side of the room, they did a little quick camera pan. Nobody was clapping over there. You know, the ladies all in white, they were all sitting on their hands. There's a shot of, I know Steny Hoyer was in that shot. And I think Green, what's his name, Al Green, Hoyer was sitting with two other guys. And they were both almost comatose. It didn't seem to register with them at all. They didn't like it. You know, the expressions on their faces were that they, you know, just been audited by the IRS or something. You know, these guys were not happy people. And if you recall, about a month ago, maybe a little longer than a month, Alan Gottlieb did a statement right after. Well, during the height of the impeachment process in the House, and he made it clear that, at least in his opinion, part of the motivation and a big part of the motivation for the impeachment was to prevent Donald Trump from appointing any more federal judges and maybe one or two more justices to the Supreme Court who are pro-Second Amendment, or at least they're pro-Constitution. And I've thought about that off and on for the last few weeks, and I think he's right. The Democrats, at least on Capitol Hill, have shown a proclivity for coming up with all kinds of schemes to disarm law-abiding Americans. And I see this meme every once in a while on social media that it's kind of a joke, I suppose, it's tongue-in-cheek, but the reason they want to disarm you is because they're going to do something that you'd shoot them for, you know.
Hold on a second. Let's go down that path for a moment. When we talk about a proclivity towards something, we're talking about a predisposition, listener, where an individual is predisposed towards some type of particular activity. And what we saw, in my estimation, and I'm not speaking for Dave here, just in my estimation, with Nancy Pelosi was symbolically her willingness to destroy that which she does not like. And I believe that that's what that party will have left after Trump destroys them in 2020. The nation is barreling in a direction that they hate, and the train has left the station. And I believe that's what we saw symbolically, or maybe even metaphorically, when we saw Nancy Pelosi do that. It's a very dangerous party. These are very devious, very evil, very hateful people. So in that respect, I wanted to get that out. But let's talk a little bit about that. We've only got about 50 seconds now, Dave. But let's go back to that, and let's take that into the next segment, what you just said about that direction. Go ahead, and I'll stop you when I have to. You got about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the long and the short of it is you mentioned that the train has left the station. The thing about that whole statement is that Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the rest of those guys on the D side of the room, they're the ones who sold the tickets to that train ride.
They punched
and
them,
you know, this is all on them. Their misbehavior has got America fuming, and, well, too bad.
I don't even have to stop you there. That's a perfect place to end it. You're correct about that. America is fuming over this. Now, where I want to go in the next segment is the judges. As of today, if you were watching Trump's speech, his victory lap, well-deserved victory lap from the White House earlier today was wonderful. And his comments at the prayer breakfast this morning were even better. But if you were watching him, Trump gave the number out again today, up to 191 confirmed judges. That's four more than he mentioned at the State of the Union just 2 days ago. The wisdom and brilliance of Alan Gottlieb. We'll continue the conversation right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. In front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone, I'm talking to my dear friend, Mr. Dave Workman. And we've talked with Dave over the years. I just don't have enough time in the hour to give you his resume. Suffice to say, a giant in the firearms and rights community, fighting on behalf of all of us. And Dave, you're working out of the Bellevue, beautiful Bellevue offices in the Pacific Northwest, out there outside Seattle and Bellevue. You got a lot of rain out there, I understand.
Yeah, it's raining cats and dogs and probably some donkeys and elephants out here. So.
Well, let me make you feel a little better. I'm the same way out at AAR Ranch before I came to the studio. It's a mess. I may even post that photograph up on my premium content side, because we had some biblical amounts of rain that have blown out the creek down in the holler in the back of AAR Ranch that I talk about from time to time. So I feel you. All right, let's go, Dave. I made it very clear that I believe the Democrat Party after November is going to be capable of some type of activity that we just never thought we would see in our lifetimes. I'll leave it at that. I don't know what it will be. But if Pelosi's anger and the anger from the rest of the party over there that continues to want to keep to pushing this down the road and down the throats of Americans, if it's palpable as it is, we'll have to wait and see what happens in November. But let's go to Bloomberg now. Let's shift. Let's segue. You got a piece out a couple days ago, actually 3 days ago, today being the 6th, well, on the 3rd. I've been wanting to talk with you about this. Calling bull on Bloomberg, ad misleading, DNC rule change ripped. What are you talking about, and why do we need to be concerned about this?
Well, Bloomberg did something, and I'm going to beat up on the NFL for a second. They should have never allowed Michael Bloomberg to buy an $11 million ad about gun control and his run for president to run during the Super Bowl. In the past, you remember here, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, Daniel Defense wanted to run an advertisement. And NFL wouldn't accept the advertisement because, oh, you're talking about guns and stuff. Well, I'm sorry, Bloomberg was talking about that too. And Bloomberg had this lady on there whose son was killed in it turned out to be a fight between the son and some other guys. This was not an act where the young man who died was just an innocent bystander. He was apparently tangling with somebody, and one of this individual's pals pulled a gun and opened fire. I mean, so, you know, we're not talking about a situation where this guy was just an innocent victim of a crime. And I went back and I looked at some of the past history of that situation. But Bloomberg said something, and this is the real story. He said something during that advertisement that 2,900 children die every year from gun violence. Now, a lot of people are calling BS on that because part of the and apparently about half of all those people that he's talking about were young adults in the 18, 19, 20-year age group. Now, we've known in the past that gun control fanatics have tried to peddle this business about, oh, yeah, it's for the kids are dying. And you look at some of these kids that are dying, they're 17, 18, 19-year-old bangers, and they've got some history. So that's really what prompted that column, because there are people who are saying, hey, I'm crying foul on this. That's not an accurate figure. About half of that figure is really what you would call the child age group up to maybe 16 and below. And I'll grant that. They cut them a little slack on that. But if half of those people are young adults and they're getting killed, what are they doing to get killed? Are these the young adults that are getting killed in like South Chicago or maybe East LA, places like that? It doesn't really detail where and who these so-called gun violence victims were when they died. It just threw this number out. And when they do that sort of thing, it's fake news. It's done for sensationalism. It's done to create the false public impression that there is an epidemic of so-called gun violence going on out there when there really isn't. You look at the FBI uniform crime reports, the number of homicides involving firearms is actually coming down. And you can call me a liar. You can say that the NRA tells lies, but I'm sorry, the FBI, they've got really no bone in this. They got no dog in the fight. They're just numbers crunchers, and that's what they get from the police agencies, law enforcement agencies around the country that provide those reports. And they just sit down and add up all the numbers. That's all they do. And you can't dispute the fact that nationally, firearms homicides are declining, and yet we have more and more people who own firearms out there. So this business that we've been told for years and years that more guns will result in blood in the streets and more death and all that, it's being proven a lie, and it probably as big a lie as the witch hunt that just was conducted to try to oust Donald Trump from office.
Boy, oh boy, here goes the whole show. Sean, can I have another 2.5 hours, please? I know, he's telling me, no, I can't. But listen, let me go down a couple holes here. And I'm going to, unfortunately, I can't wait for this. I'm going to carry this into the next segment. Bloomberg poses a tremendous risk right now, more so than many of us would like to believe. First of all, The comments that you make, and it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but I want to say this just because it's an opportunity for me to bash the National Football League. And that's just one of the reasons why I dumped them and got rid of them and quit giving them my money now 4 years ago. I couldn't tell you who was playing in the Super Bowl up until I saw it on the news, and couldn't tell you who was quarterbacking either team. Don't care. Lost complete interest in it and couldn't care less about it. And this is part of the reason. Because they wouldn't allow, and if you recall, they wouldn't allow a USCCA ad in their program, if you remember, a couple of years back, talking about responsible gun ownership and why it's important that people who own firearms be trained. They didn't want that in there. They didn't want the Daniel defense that you referred to. But boy, they'll take Bloomberg's millions of dollars when it's an anti-gun, un-American message that fights against a constitutional right because they don't like it. They're trying to play a game. Now, this is indicative of the danger that Bloomberg poses, is exactly why he got airtime, Dave, at the NFL, because he has the ability, with assistance from the mainstream media. In this case, the mainstream media would be akin to the National Football League, giving him airtime and allowing him to come off as something he's not. And that's a moderate. Now, as the Democrat Party is in complete disarray, as we're seeing from Iowa, that they can't even tie their shoes and pick their winner. They're now talking, as you and I are speaking, Dave, about re-canvassing Iowa again. They want a do-over. We need a do-over. Yeah. Let me take this to the break here. When we come back, I want to go into the danger of Bloomberg with all of that going on and the narrative that he's going to be able to create. I'll explain it. We'll get Dave's commentary when we come back right after this. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I want to keep digging with where we were. I don't want this four-minute break to break things up. We had a great train of thought going, and I want to keep it going. We were talking, Dave Workman, about this ability that Bloomberg has to be able to come off moderate. And the National Football League was a great example of someone, in this case, indicative of what the mainstream media does in allowing this guy to portray himself as a moderate. With the Dems in disarray in Iowa, Michael Bloomberg is benefiting tremendously from this, and his numbers are going to increase. And it becomes likelier and likelier that Michael Bloomberg could, in fact, win a nomination, because we're looking at Pete Buttigieg, we're looking at Warren, we're looking at the socialist communist Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden tanking and flunking across the board. Bloomberg becomes what appears to be some type of stable candidate. Worst gun grabber in the history of American politics ever, bar none, ever. Part of the danger from Bloomberg. Could we see Bloomberg rise to the top here, Dave?
Well, that's possible, yeah. And I think you're going in the right direction with this. And I've said this, I think, in print, and I've said this to several people that I've talked to over the last several days. Bloomberg's got an unlimited amount of cash. The $11 million bucks that he spent on the Super Bowl ad, it's pocket change.
It's pocket.
That guy. He's a multi-billionaire with a B. So spending $11 million bucks is, you know, like you and me going to the grocery store and buying a whole truckload of steaks or something. It's just obscene. The amount of money that he has to spend. He's already spent more than $200 million on his own presidential campaign, and every town for Gun Safety Action Fund, they are going to spend a minimum, at least $60 million in this campaign cycle to try to elect pro-gun control Democrats to Congress and to state legislatures. Okay, get that out of the way. We saw Iowa the other day implode. I mean, Iowa is a train wreck, and these guys are trying to tell us that, hey, put us in charge and we'll fix health care, put us in charge and we'll run the government. You know, you're right, they can't tie their shoes and chew gum at the same time. It's that weird. And frankly, it gets weirder and weirder every time that they do this. This has happened, I guess, in the past, but not to this degree. Now they've got Bernie Sanders, who is just a far left whack socialist. He's running either one or two. He and Buttigieg are in a dead heat, essentially, coming out of Iowa and heading toward New Hampshire. Joe Biden, poor old doddering Joe Biden, you know, Biden, who wanted his wife to take a 12-gauge shotgun out on the back porch and fire it in the air a couple of times to frighten the burglars away.
Buy a shotgun.
He
buy a
is
shotgun.
Tanking.
Yes.
Yeah, buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Double-barreled shotgun. He's tanking, and I think the reason for that is because his appearances in Iowa, people are kind of scratching their head wondering, hey, Joe, are you awake in there? And he's done this sort of thing. And, of course, the business that has surfaced in the Trump impeachment thing was that Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and there might be a reason for some law enforcement agency to be looking at them. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying this because a lot of people are looking at that. Now, along comes Bloomberg. He's got a history of wanting to disarm people. He made this statement after the hero in Texas shot and killed that guy when he was attempting a mass church shooting back in December. And he said, you know, average citizens shouldn't really have guns. They shouldn't be carrying guns in public places. Well, I want to tell you something, Mike, and I hope you're listening to me out there. Citizens who are armed, who go through the process of getting a concealed carry license or a permit, they're not average citizens. They are above average citizens. They are model citizens. And I would trust my life to those people. You, on the other hand, you want to disarm those people while you're walking around with four or five armed bodyguards. Can you say hypocrisy? Can you spell it, Michael? I don't know. I'm going to be writing about this, and I have written about this, so you and I are probably going to become pretty close.
H-I-P-O-C-R-A-S-E-E, right? Hypocrisy. Now, see,
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Michael Bloomberg is a lot of things, but I'm trying to, in my analysis of where we are with Bloomberg now, looking at, as we all agree, as a train wreck in Iowa, as the Democrats agree, or the Socialist Party agrees is a train wreck in Iowa. It makes analyzing the rise of Bloomberg fairly easy to do. We can draw some conclusions from this, and I think we're going to see it play out. Again, hard to make political predictions, but in a case like this, with candidates as weak as they are, as far left, what we're seeing is these guys play to the far left of the base. Okay, they're playing to, and that's why when you've got Biden, who couldn't muster 15.5% to a Pete Buttigieg and a Bernie Sanders, a communist, an individual who honeymooned in Moscow. This is what we're talking about here. Okay? An avowed communist. And Elizabeth Warren, these people are talking, as Donald Trump said, policies that would bankrupt the United States of America and complete anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, un-American policies, unconstitutional across the board. And Bloomberg then, that this presents this man to come across as a moderate. And that's what needs to concern all of us as gun owners, because the media is going to allow him to get away with that. And that being the case,
well, yeah,
see his poll numbers rise.
You got to realize something in the time we got left. The DNC is terrified of Bernie Sanders winning the nomination.
Of course they are.
They don't want that. And frankly, when Bernie got zapped out by Hillary 4 years ago, I'm pretty sure the DNC's DNA was all over that.
Sure it
and,
was.
You know, we found that out. You know, the rigged debates, all of that stuff. Bernie Sanders terrifies those guys. So along comes Bloomberg. He wants to run as a Democrat. He appears to be the moderate. Sure, he's got all this money that he made on Wall Street, but if you look at the core in the where the Democrats are right now, they don't want Bloomberg, and they don't like Bloomberg because he represents Wall Street. And, you know, his business about guns, the conservatives don't want Bloomberg there either because they know he is an avowed gun control fanatic.
Which is something that has put the other four candidates. A fascinating conversation here. The dynamics in play here are fascinating to analyze. When you look at Swalwell, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, out the door, all of them having made gun grabber policies that Mike Bloomberg not only epitomizes but finances, their center point of their campaign, they're all out the door with less than 2%, which tells me anyway that if it gets to Michael Bloomberg ascending to the top at a convention, that he cannot run away from that, and that's going to crush him in a general should he get the nomination. He cannot run and hide from who he is. So it's fascinating to watch this play out. We can speculate, we can guess, but there are some indicators there that if we follow to its logical conclusion, I think we can make some safe assumptions, that being one of them, which is why I believe Bloomberg doesn't stand a chance. He does, though, stand a chance of gaining the nomination. And Dave, to your point exactly, they hate Bernie Sanders because the entire party is going to have to own the moniker socialist communist. And that's what they're going to have to get behind if he, in fact, ascends to the top. And that's going to be very difficult because we know that we will lose. They know that they will lose those Trump blue collar Trump Democrats that he took, those Reagan Democrats. They will never, ever, ever go back to the party because those are gun loving patriots, hard workers who want to protect their Second Amendment rights that that party at this stage of the game simply no longer represents. When we come back after this break, we're going to shift gears and go in a couple other different directions, boy. Because there was a mass shooting in Seattle that you heard absolutely nothing about. And when you hear why you heard nothing about it, you might scratch your head and go, huh, those gun nuts like Mark and Dave, hell, they're right. I need to start paying more attention to those guys. They actually do know what they're talking about. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mike continues right after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. A quick shout out to all of my sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Amazing products, growing like a weed. Lots of stuff to talk with you about with our CEO, Brad Primo, in upcoming subsequent shows. Of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow. This is the Car Arms microphone. By the way, if you sleep at night and you want to support the Second Amendment, support the inventor Mike Lindell and his amazing American company that employs all Americans and gives a great product and supports the Second Amendment while you get a good night's rest, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR and take advantage of it. Millions of you have. North American Arms, the gun giveaway is February 23rd. More about that on a subsequent show. And I do want to mention this, that I will be at the Freedom Expo on Saturday in Orlando. You can look up AM 950 The Answer for information. Tickets are $0 to $40. You go all the way up from free up to $40. Myself, talk radio giant Mike Gallagher, Christopher Hart from the American Adversaries, and Rob Pincus will be in the town hall. Hundreds of you will be there at the Shooters World in Orlando across from Universal Studios. The Freedom Expo in 2 days. If you can make it, come out and see. It's going to be a great time. And of course, Defender Coffee. Support the Second Amendment with every single sip. And don't forget those bursts of 380s. Put one in your stable. I've got one coming my way. Dave Workman, welcome back. Boy, that was such a fun topic in that last conversation. I love to get into the dynamics of what's at play, because a lot of it we're going to see play itself out. But something incredible happened in Seattle, and nobody knows about it, Dave. There was a mass shooting in Seattle. It's gone completely ignored. 2 of the perps already had 65 arrests and 35 convictions between the two of them, and yet the mainstream media won't talk about it because it blows their narrative right out of the water, because these people should have never been in there, have been in a position to do this. What happened that we're not hearing about?
Well, there were actually 3 perps, and what this was not really what you would call a typical mass shooting. These guys got in a gunfight with each other. None of the 3 of them should have been carrying a firearm, because they were all convicted criminals. And you're right, you know, the number was right. Between the 2 perps that just got arrested down in Las Vegas, they were on the run. And according to the charging documents, they got a ride from one of their girlfriends who drove them down there.
Wow.
The third guy was actually wounded, and he was treated at the scene. And then when they discovered who he was, they took him into custody. It's a bizarre situation, because one innocent bystander, a 55-year-old woman, was killed in the exchange of gunfire. Several other people were injured. I think 6 or 7 people were wounded, including a 9-year-old boy who was down there. This happened right outside of a McDonald's in downtown Seattle. Now, I've written about this several times. I just wrote about it again this morning at Liberty Park Press. What we've got here is a situation where these 3 guys, 2 of them were together and 1 of them was in a rival gang. They kind of recognized each other. Some words were exchanged. They drew guns and started shooting at each other with absolutely no regard at all for the hundreds of people who were around there at the time. This is 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday, middle of a work week. Everybody's coming out of their offices to go home, get on a bus, and all this lead is flying around. So the long and the short of this is, none of these people should have been on the street. You know, in Washington State, about 30 years ago, the gun people, the gun rights advocates, spearheaded and passed 3 strikes and you're out. And a couple of years later, Hard Time for Armed Crime. Those were both public initiatives, and they passed overwhelmingly. We want to lock these guys up and keep them off the streets. While the gun control crowd, they want to use something like this. They want to capitalize on this as an excuse to push for more restrictive gun laws, which I was talking to a reporter this morning who called me up about a technical question. And I told her, I said, look, none of these gun laws that we have on the books obviously prevented this. None of the gun law proposals that are now before the Washington legislature down at the Capitol in Olympia would have prevented any of this, because bad guys don't obey gun laws. They don't go to Joe's Guns to buy their firearms or their ammunition or their spare magazines. They get somebody else to do that. They steal the guns. And these three guys were armed in violation of so many laws, I'd have to take the rest of the afternoon to read them off to you. But I think, yeah, it did get some national attention originally, because there hasn't been a shooting like this in downtown Seattle in my memory. But it has disappeared almost immediately from the airwaves, because these three guys really should have been in jail. And all of this is really on the judges and the prosecutors in King County who've let these guys walk. They've gotten almost a free pass. And that is going to come to a screeching halt, because one woman, an innocent victim, she died in this thing. And the blood is really on their hands, not on mine.
And, you know, interestingly, let me bring this over to Virginia. Let me just make a comparison here. Every single one of the bogus gun laws that Northam, blackface hood wearing Northam, is proposing, not one of them would have stopped this activity had it occurred in Virginia. Not one. And the mainstream media knows it. That's why they don't report this, Dave. So many things working against them in this case that it's laughable that they would literally be scorned and laughed at if they reported this the way they should have reported this. And it's dangerous. And I add in there, who has blood on their hands, the mainstream press has blood on their hands for not pushing this to the limit. It is remarkable that we are at this place in America where there are people that fall for this. Now, I want to know, Dave, have you seen representatives from Every Town for Gun Safety or the Bloomberg campaign or Moms Demand Action or the Brady campaign out there talking about this at all?
Well, actually, I appeared or I sat in on a radio program over at KUOW, which is the national public radio station here, with a representative from the Alliance for Gun Responsibility the other day. And we brought this up, and I made a point of saying, you know, you don't have to look any further than downtown Seattle at 3rd and Pine to show you that gun control laws do not keep these people from committing crimes. All they really do is inconvenience the law-abiding citizens of any state, including Washington, who wouldn't commit a crime like that in the first place. Nobody that I know of with a concealed pistol license would get in a verbal argument with somebody else, draw a gun in a crowded place, and just start banging away at them. You know, that's gang mentality there. These people are, they're nuts to begin with. They're criminals. They don't care about who they are. In fact, the more people that get hurt, the better sometimes. That's how these guys think. And so they're irrational. And believe me, gun owners want those guys off the streets more than anybody else. We don't like those people. We want to be rid of them. And I told the moderator at this other program, I said, look, punish the bad guys and leave the good guys alone. That's all that the gun owners want. And for some odd reason, the gun control crowd just, they're not satisfied with that.
65 arrests between these two. 65 arrests. How are you even out of jail? Now, this begs the question, and I'm going to ask this satirical question, rhetorical question. Dave, I'm going to make the assumption that Seattle's bullet tax is going to be used to study this crime and give us some type of...
Just yeah, the way
gotta,
you said that sounds like 67 funny cars.
I got to call it quits there, Dave Workman. God, I love you so much. It's such a riot. I could keep going and going and going. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Obviously, the bullet tax didn't do its job here, but we know Dave Workman will file a Freedom of Information Act and try to get the real results. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back again tomorrow. We're going to do it all over again. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.